Hello, welcome to the Northern Side. I'm Liz Jenkins.
Hello, everybody, and I'm Stephen Newsham. We have a couple of guests with us today. Liz, who have we got with us today?
Well, I think we've got Stuart Briggs, isn't that right?
It's Stuart Briggs, yeah.
Briggsy.
And?
And he's brought along with him his friend Paul.
How you doing, mate?
How you doing?
I'm fine, how you doing? Hey, excellent.
Me too, I'm good too.
Yeah, I'm all right as well, tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my.
We're all right, though.
Oh my.
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah. Despite the freezing temperatures of coldness.
Yeah, Stuart's he doesn't stick with one skill, let's say. He writes music, he plays music, he's written a book. He's done some videos on cooking. Is that right, Stuart?
Yeah, videos on all sorts, cooking, yeah. Doing a few stories and stuff. Poems. Just out, really.
Poems?
Yeah.
Is that like a poem?
Yeah. It is, but I'm not a marathon runner.
Oh, well, no, I'm not either. Half marathon, maybe. What's that you're drinking
quarter.
There?
It's a cup of tea, and it's second cup, and it actually tastes a bit better than the first cup.
Does it?
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I'm never going to make you a cup of tea.
It's got a really nice...
As you can all gather, I made the second cup and Liz made the first cup. But the first cup, Liz, the first cup was very nice.
You're making me breakfast.
It might be a month, pardon. It yeah. might be a month. Hey. Yeah, so you're going to play us three tracks today as well, Stuart, I believe.
Yeah, I'm going to do three songs for you, yeah.
Three live acoustic tracks.
Mm.
Shall we start and get a couple of birthdays out of the way, Liz?
Yeah, I think so. Do you want to start first?
Yeah, I don't mind. It's today we've got Joe Eastall, that's my friend Natasha, that's Natasha's little brother Joe. I don't know how old he is, but she rang me up and said to wish her little baby brother a big happy birthday. So happy birthday to you, Joe. And on Monday we've got Amanda Cagle. I'm not right good with reading strange second names. And on Tuesday we've got a guy called Simon Hemingway from the Carpet Company. So happy birthday to you three from there. And I'll hand over to you, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you, Stephen. I would like to wish Daniel Garnett and Stephen Marcus Jones, whose birthday was yesterday.
Daniel Garnett, is that the same Daniel Garnett who's fixing the fireplace that hasn't done it yet?
Yes, so please get in touch with us, Dan.
Pull your finger out, Dan!
You see, Stephen will get a little bit impatient, you see.
Yeah.
And he'll start going slightly mad.
I'm going slightly mad.
Indeed. I'd also like to wish a friend of ours, especially a friend of our Dave's, Ross Mitchell's birthday, and he is the big 3-3.
Ooh, the big 3-3. Well done, Ross, 3-3, 33.
Which is a bigger than 3-2.
Not as big as 4-4, though.
Well, no, that's about at least 11 years older than 33.
Is that?
Yeah.
Lardons. Did you use your fingers to work that
out? No, I didn't, actually.
Ah, because you've only got 10 fingers, that's why. So you must use fingers and toes. One arm, one leg, one other head, keep moving. No, it's something different, isn't it?
Anyway.
Head on shoulders and using toes, is it? No, that's not including fingers, though, is it?
No, not
it
really.
It could do, if you really wanted to do a version of it.
Yeah, do a live version, she won't cut.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Hey.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Head and shoulders and knees and toes. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Knees and toes.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to all
you.
There
you go, so Stuart has just sang you your happy birthday song for the week. I liked it.
I liked it.
Uncut
version.
All
right, I was miles away then. what's the first track you're going to play, Stuart Forrest?
I think I'm going to do Malham. This song's obviously about Malham Cove, really, and this was like an idea from my eldest lad who went over there.
We'll call you an eldest lad, by the way.
Jacob.
Hey, up, Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob Briggs. He's not bad on guitar. He's not as good as me yet, but, you know, he's... on a joking, son. And that was a bit of an idea. We kind of went on Malham Cove, and you look at it all, and it's gorgeous. So, yeah, I'm going to be doing that one first for you.
Can't wait to hear that.
Yes, it's all right.
You've actually got an album out already, haven't you, Stuart? You want to talk a little bit about that?
I've got one out. It was done a couple of years ago, but I didn't kind of really do much with it as such, because I don't market things, but, yeah, I did that a couple of years ago. In Harrogate, and it's called Here I Am, as in H-E-A-R, I am.
Oh, here, as in here. As opposed to here.
Yeah, because you're meant to be hearing what's inside me head. So it comes out musically.
That's quite clever. I think that's quite originally, you know, good, that.
Although it does remind me of the other week when we were talking about different spellings, because apparently Liv used to live in Reading, but we won't go into that. So there's Liv here and here, isn't there? Yeah. Two different spellings, but the same same sound, so to speak.
Yeah, live and live, then here and here, and there, then there. Because
we if... and we and we.
No, there's only just one we.
No, there isn't.
Well, there is. In the English language.
Well, I'm talking about Scottish. Oh, I'll have a wee drink, you lass.
I'm dying for a wee.
Yeah, there you go.
You should have gone before we started recording.
And I'm going on holiday. I'm going on holiday for a wee.
For a wee.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh, terrible joke of the wee.
I think there was a couple there.
Do you want to give us a tune then, Stuart?
Yeah, I'll do a tune for you if you want.
Yeah, man, let's listen to Malum.
Right, here we go. I'm a bit like kind of loud and boisterous with these things. Let's see, here we go. Where do you want me to sit about here?
And here's Stuart Briggs live.
That's that.
I like Malum.
Yeah, it's on that if you want to use that.
So that's on your album, is it? That's on.
Yeah, it's on that. Yeah.
Well, do you know what? I felt that was really, really nice. Very nice and melodic, and it was nice and calm.
I sing in my accent, and obviously people can know I'm not an actual singer. Or guitarist.
Who
I'm
is?
I'm not natural. Ish.
I'm not natural. I'm not natural. So where can people check out your stuff, Stuart? Have you got a website?
Yes, www.stuartbriggs.co.uk. Everything is on there. Stories are on there. Music's on there. Videos are on there. Poems are on there. Writing about sarcoidosis is on there.
About what?
Sarcoidosis.
What's that? You want to tell us a bit?
That's a condition that were diagnosed within in October. And no one knows much about it, but it's like I've no immune system, basically. Something like that, I think. And it attacks your body. So we got confirmed with that in October. And it affects breathing as well. So that's why I'm having to learn which singing, as daft as it sounds, breathing again. So it's all a bit of a learning thing. It's a bit of a unknown.
Yeah, well, this is actually what we weren't running a competition this week. Stuart was actually going to tell us about his... about his sarcastic osis and let us really know how we dealt with it once he found out, because it's not something to be taken lightly, is it, if something's affecting your immune system.
I tried putting a bit of humour in it, because what happens is, it seems like Germany and America are doing, USA are doing quite a bit of research on it. There doesn't seem to be much in this country. But fortunately, first when I went on sick, we thought it were mumps, and then we thought it were a thing called Sjogren's syndrome, and then when I got seeing other consultants, I have a few others to see yet, fortunately, he says, right, we're going to do a lung biopsy first. And the humour that he can put into it, I've never had anything so big shoved down my throat, all the way down to lungs in all my life. And when they take it out again, it's going against your swallowing gag reflex, and that were like... That was quite humorous. And when they'd finished that, we'd just talk about Led Zeppelin, not we? All that stuff. And usually meant to be like a little bit subdued. They give me some drugs and it didn't subdue me. It kind of made me go all the way.
Right, yeah. So even though it's something as serious as that, you managed to put a bit of humour into it.
Yeah, I'm trying to put humour in it. I've wrote about it, which is reasonably all right, but it can be quite serious, this thing. And, you know, there's a lot of polar people out there with this, but... I'm trying to keep positive with it all and try to keep doing normal things. Yeah, I do eventually want to return to work and do things again. We just don't know what direction it's going to be sort of just yet. So it's an unknown, but it's not... I've not sat down and thought, right, I'm pulling out, can't do all.
No, you can't do that, can you? Yeah, you've got to keep going forwards, you know. Yeah,
I've been trying to do like two or three walks a week for a couple of hours and then get back on my push bike again. Sarcoidosis,
so, yeah, well, I hope it all goes all right for you, Stuart. Best of luck with it, mate.
I
shall keep my fingers crossed and keep my positive thoughts.
Positive energy, folks.
Sending them
positive
to you,
energy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, I'm receiving some, they've started.
Yeah, there you go, you see, can you feel them? Positive thoughts coming from us here in the room here, eh?
Yeah, and my feeling fell out.
Has it changed you at all, Stuart? Have you felt any change within yourself? Or have you noticed any within Paul while he's had this condition?
Yeah, at first it didn't bring him down like it would do for anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a shock, basically, when these so-called specialists are saying, you've got this, but we have no idea what it is. So, the first couple of months, you're quite low about it, and quite struggling with it a little while, but then, like I said, you made a determined decision to say, it's not going to drag me down.
Right, and obviously...
And I'll deal with it, and I'll go forward with it. So,
that's good.
If anything, it's done Stuart some good, because he's made him stronger, because he knows he has to be.
And as your best pal, one of your best pals, he'll have noticed any changes.
Sometimes I think people see you more external. Well, they do see you more externally, don't they, sort of thing. But it's like, inside, it's all a wonder, you see. Yeah, quite amusing, you know, that thing with down throat and that, because I should have stayed in overnight, but I asked my brother to come and pick me up, because I just thought, what, I were doing the reds in there to get out.
I can imagine, yeah.
I can imagine.
Get rid of that Briggs, eh? Get rid of that little Briggs, eh?
Quick, sign this discharge papers, you're out.
So, anyway, cooking videos. What have you been cooking, Stuart? Have you noticed, Liz? Have you seen on Stuart's site? It's got some cooking videos.
I haven't. What kind of cooking videos is it?
Well, it started off as we're going to just be like photographs in an album. So I've tried to do this thing, and it's cooking. All these cooking programs, I've write massive kitchens and everything to do, and this is like a little kitchen, and it's It's called Easy Cooking for Easy Folks, because it's easy cooking for easygoing folks sort of thing. And it's basically step-by-step guides on how to cook shepherd's pie, tomato soup.
Where do you find your shepherds, though, for your pie?
Once
the first peel, three shepherds.
I want to say once they're done with sheep.
We're done what with them? Hey, we won't go there. Is it, what's the difference between a shepherd's and a cottage pie, then?
Do you know? I don't know.
Don't you really? One's made with beef and one's made with lamb.
Really?
Yeah, and obviously, which one would you think were made with lamb? The shepherd's pie or the cottage pie?
Yeah, I made my shepherd's pie with lamb.
Ah, there you go. You see, that's right. That's the correct way. Hey, you see? I knew I'd learn him something today. I learned him something. I taught him something. He learned it.
Oh, Do you do curries as well?
That's going to be one of the next ones, because these are out of a jar and stuff. They're my original mixtures of stuff, so I kind of just talk people through it. You chuck it in there, then you chuck it in that.
Then you chuck it in, and every time it's different. Liz is curry mad, by the way.
Really?
As well as mad, she is actually curry mad.
Yeah, I mean, people are welcome to email in, like, sort of recipes, and I'll have a dabble with that.
Yeah, so you heard that, everybody out there. If you've got any recipes for Stuart, email him. You can get him on www.stuartbriggs.co.uk. That's Briggs with double G, I believe.
Double G.
Yeah. G-g-g-g-g. Oh, no, just g-g.
Yeah, two.
The introduction video for this cooking stuff, I bet you anybody won't be able to watch it just the once. We'll have to rewind it at least three times.
Is it funny? Have you sampled some of this cooking as well, Paul?
I managed to avoid that so far.
Oh, no!
So many skills,
I
didn't do it. So it'd be brilliant, but, you know, I'm watching
my figure. It's easy to watch from here.
Stephen!
He knows I'm kidding.
I know.
Who was giving me them daggers over at the studio. I'm sorry, Paul, I'm sorry, I'm really kidding. Are we ready for another track, do you think?
I think we are, yeah. Are you okay to play another track?
Yeah, I'll do another one. I'll just put my chair a bit further back and... what am I going to do with you? Which one have I do with you?
You're going to introduce it, Stu?
Yeah, this is... this hasn't really got a title. I think I'm going to do this one. Without a title as such.
Without a title?
Yeah, I might give it a title during its song, I don't know, we'll see. Hang on. I restrung it yesterday, and I've been playing.
Or in the tin, is this really called meditating? In the bottle, in the box, or in the tin, is this really called my medicine? I don't know, but I care. What's in there? Just another one and then I'll be done. Ordered my takeaway, now it should soon come. Just another one and then I'll be done. Eating my takeaway, now this ain't fun. I don't know, but I care. What's in there? Thank you. or in the tin. This really is called meditating. In the bottle, in the box or in the tin. This really is called my medicine. I don't know, but I say it's not nice, I swear.
Wow, well, welcome back to the Northern Side. I'm Liz Jenkins.
Hey, and I'm Stephen Newsham.
So, and we have two special guests in the studio, which is Stuart Briggs and Paul. Yo.
We only got to know Paul by the name of Paul. He didn't give up his last name, did he?
No, he didn't.
Oh, one of those, eh?
Dodgy there. We call you Paul Dodgy, yeah?
Paul Dodgy, that'll do.
Yep, okay.
Paul Dodgy. That was a great song, that, Stuart. What inspired you to write that one? Where's that come from?
That sort of came from when there's certain depths out there, whatever we say, like, and I mean, I want to openly say to people, there's been times where you kind of, do we say, drinking three bottles of wine a night and all the rest at garbage and trying to do all that and ordering your takeaway, and it's not a good place to be, and unfortunately, there's an awful lot of people get left in that place, mm-hmm. and they kind of don't get out of it, and people advise, people try and help, but you can only really do it by yourself. Like, so that's what that's all about, just in a bottle, in a box, or in a tin. That's where you get all your booze from, I think, isn't it?
Hey, yeah, that's right, it is right, yeah. And is it the medicine?
No, it isn't.
It's not medicine, it's medicine that to tend you downhill as opposed to medicine to get you right, I suppose,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's certainly not medicine, and it's certainly meditating, but, you know, you read things in papers when people lose a plot or what have you, they say they're meditating on alcohol, and it's, you can meditate on alcohol, but it's not right.
Yeah, it is right, wrong.
You were doing that one,
Yeah, it's writing from an actual experience of your own then, isn't it, as well? You're not just plucking words from...
Oh, no, it's all songs about experiences, yeah.
Stewie, all these experiences you've had. Have you written about all your experiences? I don't want to know about them all, let me tell you now.
Being pulled by police and crew because I was smelling of alcohol, but I haven't been drinking, that's an experience that I could write about, yeah.
And how come you stunk of alcohol then?
Well, I'd been doing some internet dating, and I went down to crew.
Oh.
And
did you take crew with you, or did you go on your own?
Was it premium crew? Side of premium crew?
Yeah, there's...
Man, you've got to be cruel, Will, to be kind, haven't you, I suppose?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a third worst joke.
It's like they buy you some wine to kind of relax you a bit, you're driving, so I don't do the drink and drive thing, so I had this wine poured over me. Then later on, I'm driving back through at night and police...
Is this by your date? Sorry for interrupting. Was it your date that poured the wine over you?
The date, yeah. This girl poured some wine over me, yeah.
This girl, he poured some wine over me? Is that what you just said?
That's cross feelings. She, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would have been a surprise, wouldn't it? And the
pool... to tell your grandkids about. So
let him finish.
No, it's pretty good because it's like, you know, you get police, lights go on behind, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, walk up to your two blokes, it's a shame there weren't a female police then, it's like, check your car and stuff, and they walk up to you, hey, what are you doing? I can't do accents. I say, I'm on my way back to Bradford.
Have a go, though.
I'm on my way back to Bradford, if we're that near.
That was a Bradford accent, wasn't it?
All right.
Oh, man, that was you speaking, sorry, yeah.
So it's like, well, what are you doing down here? And yeah, police saying, what are you doing? So, well, I'm just done some internet dating. Well, where were that then? I said, well, I give it a dress light sort of thing. And then they start, and I said, look, you're right next to me. I said, you can smell, I'm stinking of alcohol, but I've had a load of white wine poured over me sort of thing. So the next word in that police is like, well, how did it go? They were all right. What did you get up to? And I'm like, well, hang on. So I kind of told them, and
that's
then
privileged information.
Yeah. Then they said, look, get in your car, son, and drive home safely. I didn't even get breathalyzed.
Oh, well, that's good. They probably could smell it in your car, but when they started speaking to you, they probably couldn't smell it on your breath, and that's probably why they didn't breathalyze you.
Mm.
And they probably knew that you were coherent and that you were absolutely fine.
Yeah, I was telling the absolute truth for them. So I just wondered if they went out to internet dating.
Speaking of internet dating and wine, right, we've got about 5 minutes left at show. Is there any chance we could play your final track?
Final track, yeah. We'll have a blast for that 5 minutes.
Cool.
What's your...
I'm going to do... do you mind if I do one about CSA? Because it's a show.
Do whatever you want to do it about, Stuart. Today's about you, mate. We're interviewing you, not us.
I'll start it as a... That's CSA.
Wow. Well, welcome back to the northern side. We, well...
There we go. I've heard that before, the show. I actually remember having a conversation about with you about this, about that track a few weeks ago. And that's up on your site as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's up on site, yeah. That one there, it's on... We recorded it. Where did we record it? In a church room or something, didn't we?
Yeah, and you've got that stop sign, haven't you? The beer meter. Yeah. Can we just mention your book really quickly? We've got literally 30 seconds left. Can we just mention your book quickly? It's called Bored.
Bored, yeah.
Really quickly, just tell us what that's about.
Yeah, that's going to be about... well, it is about short stories. First story's up on my site, but it's short stories about life experiences, complete fantasy fiction... Just about anything, really. Next story is going to be called Crossed Feelings, and more on that in the future.
Yeah, and everybody can see that, and you can download. Can you actually download the book?
Oh, yeah, you can actually download it
on Stuart's site, stuartbriggs.co.uk.
And that sounds really, really interesting. Well, I'm so sorry it's time for us to go. I mean, if anybody wants to contact the show, appear on the show, please go to www.facebook.com/...
The Northern Side.
Or you can contact us on myspace.co.uk. Was it myspace.com? I can't ever remember. But it's .com/... The Northern Side. Anyway.
The Northern Side. Right, it's time now. We've literally got to go. Bye-bye, everybody.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks, Stuart. Thanks, both.
Thank you. Waving.